This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
A new book about Poland during the Second World War is breaking a taboo. It tells how some members of an ethnic group, normally perceived as victims of the Nazi occupation, were in fact Nazi collaborators. The ethnic group was the Gorala Highlanders. The Nazis referred to them as the Goralan folk. From Warsaw, Rafał Kipuczewski reports.
There's a dark secret hidden in Zakopane, Poland's prime winter skiing resort at the foot of the High Tatras. Zakopane is famous for the distinct culture of the Gorale Highlanders, whose dialect visitors from other parts of the country often find difficult to understand. It was this distinct identity which was exploited by the Nazis during the Second World War, when they tried to turn this remote part of occupied Poland into a separate entity. But unlike the rest of the country, where resistance to Nazi rule was strong, many Gorale Highlanders submitted to the Nazis. Some 27,000 signed the Goralen Folk List, and about 300 young local men joined the Waffen-SS to fight the Bolsheviks on the Eastern Front. In a recent TV documentary, this Zakopane man in his 90s, who was a wartime photographer at the time, describes how he witnessed the recruitment of the Goralen Folk Unit.
Przede wszystkim była propaganda ze strony Goralen Folk Organization.
It was all down to the propaganda of the Goralen Folk Organization, which spread fear among the local population, he explains. Some people I knew decided to join the Goralen Folk voluntarily, but things weren't always what they seemed. I saw a unit of young men being marched to the railway station in Zakopane to be taken to an SS training center. They had all been plied with alcohol, and many of them clearly didn't even realize what they were doing. Out of the 300 who signed up, most later deserted, and just a handful ended up in combat.
Zakopanem sądzeni byli przywódcy nowego germańskiego szczepu, Goralen Folku.
The last time the story of the Goralen Folk was mentioned publicly after the war was in this 1946 archive newsreel describing the trial of three of the organization's leaders who were handed down long prison sentences. Wacław Krzeptowski, the infamous Goralen Folk leader who didn't mind being photographed with Nazi officials, didn't make it to the trial. He had been tracked down and executed by the Polish resistance before the end of the war. But it wasn't until a series of recent media reports and the publication of a new book, Goralen Folk, The History of Betrayal, by historian Wojciech Szatkowski, that the 60-year-old taboo was finally broken. Joachim Ciecierski, a commentator of Polish-German relations, believed that it wasn't just an awkward topic for the people of the Highlands, but also for Poles in general. It contradicted existing stereotypes, suggesting the Polish people were solely the victims of Nazi ideology.
Polish people don't see themselves as collaborators with the Nazis, but the Goralen Folk were clearly an exception to this. After the war, nobody talked about it. If you asked anyone in the region, they immediately changed the subject and quite frankly, although there has been a film about it and now a new book, it still touches a raw nerve. I think it's now important to talk about difficult topics because history isn't black and white.
Historians point out that the Goralen Folk concept didn't quite work out for the Nazis. Less than 20% of the locals actually signed up. But many believe that because the story of the collaborators was swept under the carpet for so long, the understanding of Nazi-occupied Poland was left incomplete. Rafał Kiepuszewski, Deutsche Welle Radio, Warsaw.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.